However, what we do want to talk about in detail are the codes themselves. Now, the navigation message can be thought of as the navigation code, but there are others. The positioning that is, of course, the point of GPS is really the office of the P code and the CA code, the precise code and the civilian access code. Like the navigation message, they carry information down from the satellite to the receiver. They're carried on the carrier waves. L1 and L2 are the standard carrier waves currently. There will be modernization on that with an L5 frequency coming in the future, but currently L1 and L2. Now, the way that these codes are impressed onto the carrier is an important piece of information. For example, when you listen to a radio in your car and the announcer says you're listening to, let's say, 760 megahertz, well, of course, you're not listening to 760 megahertz. If you could hear it, it would be a constant buzz. What you hear is, of course, the modulation of the carrier. And the same thing is true with GPS. But with a radio, of course, the modulation typically is either frequency modulation or amplitude modulation for FM and AM, respectively. But with GPS, the modulation is differently done. It is done with phase modulation, and that's what this image here is intending to indicate. As you see, we're talking here about the P code, and with this image, we have a sine wave with particularly sharp corners, but still a sine wave nonetheless. And you'll notice that up at the top of the blue line, there's a 1 and a 0 and a 1 and a 1 and a 0 and a 0, a binary code. But notice that these code chips, as they're called, transition from 1 to 0 and back to 1. They change, that is, when this line, this blue line, goes up to the center and then back down again or back up again. In other words, it doesn't follow the particular sine wave typical pattern of going up to the top and then down to the bottom, and it stops in the middle. When that happens, there's a transition from the 1 to the 0. Now, on the next piece, let's say we go from a 1 to a 1. It doesn't change. Well, in this case, there is no interruption of the normal sine wave path, and it only occurs a shift from 1 to 0 when, again, it changes at the center line. This is a good illustration of what phase modulation is. Obviously, if the receiver can know the shift from 1 to 0 and 0 to 1, this indicates a code that it can use. Now, the P code, as it says here, is generated at a rate of 10.23 million bits per second. We'll find out that this is the fundamental clock rate. But it's available on L1 and L2. It's a very long code. It repeats every 7 days. The entire code is renewed every 37 weeks. But all GPS satellites broadcast their codes on the two frequencies, as I mentioned. But also, a GPS receiver has to be able to distinguish one satellite's transmission from another. This goes back to our original point of you have to be able, the receiver has to be able to correlate the distances that it derives with the satellite from which it came. Now, one method to do this is that this very long 37-week P code is assigned in weekly increments to particular satellites, like, for example, Space Vehicle 14, or SV-14, is named that because it broadcasts the 14th week of the P code. And the receiver, knowing that, can determine that it's looking at that particular segment of the code, so it must be coming from SV-14.